coming up on this week's mini episode of the Broken Brain Podcast.
This is for anybody who cares about finding their path, who cares about finding, you know, something of excitement or of passion, no matter what stage in their career they're in. Someone who's looking, whether it's to start a new chapter or to find that energy to keep them going on their current chapter. Anyone who needs that, this helps more than I can say.
Hi, everyone. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by my new venture and our newest protein powder, the Pegan Shake. One of the best ways to boost your brain power is with the best nutrition. This is why Dr. Mark Hyman and I teamed up to create the perfect shake to start your morning off right and set your brain and body up for vitality and success. The shake is called the Pegan Shake, and it features a combination of grass-fed collagen, organic pumpkin, and organic pea protein powder with healthy fats from MCT oil and avocado oil, which, by the way, are great for fat burning and fueling brain power as well. A little bonus, the Pegan Shake also features organic acacia fiber, which is great for gut motility and digestion. See, this shake was created to support healthy blood sugar and healthy energy levels. In fact, one of the most common reasons for mood imbalances and brain challenges come from unbalanced blood sugar. Have you ever felt anxious, tired, and wired, and then ate something and felt better? Well, when your blood sugar goes through major fluctuations throughout the day, you literally can feel crazy. I know so many people can relate. So the Pegan Shake supports your blood sugar by feeding your body the right information from this perfect combination of macronutrients. I've been using the Pegan Shake for months, and I feel full, satisfied, satiated, focused, and most importantly, I avoid those energy slumps that come in the late afternoon too. I think you're gonna love this shake. Dr. Hyman and I teamed up to make it because we literally couldn't find a shake mix that we loved. So we decided to create it ourselves. Check it out at getpharmacy.com/pegan shake. You can find the link in the show notes. That's getpharmacy, pharmacy with an F, pharmacy.com/pegan shake. Now on to today's episode. Hi, everyone. Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Do you ever feel lost or something is majorly missing in your life? Maybe you want to make a bigger impact in the world, but you're not sure how. From the beginning of time, people have questioned their place here on Earth. Our ancestors stared up at the same stars that we stare at today and asked themselves the same questions we're asking ourselves today. Like, do I matter? Why am I here? Will my life leave a mark? And what's my purpose? On today's mini episode, I speak with my good friend Alex Benayan, the youngest best-selling business author in American history. Big accolade, by the way. His book, The Third Door, chronicles Alex's 7-year quest to uncover the definitive mindset of exponential growth and success. Over the course of his unprecedented journey, Alex's research led him to interview some of the most innovative leaders of the past century, including Lady Gaga, Larry King, Maya Angelou, Steve Wozniak, Jane Goodall, Jessica Alba, Quincy Jones, and so many more. In this episode, we discuss the importance of mindset and how our growth comes from our mistakes and experiences in life. Alex also shares his 30-day challenge. 30-day challenge. This one's key. You're going to want to listen to hear it. Alex shares his 30-day challenge for uncovering your purpose, a practical thing that you can do today, especially ahead of the coming new year. Whether you're looking to start a new chapter or find the energy to keep on going on your current path, you're gonna wanna hear about this 30-day challenge. Let's listen in. So for anybody listening at home right now, and the question is always, how do I begin to find that? What do you tell them?
Two things.
Yes.
Number one, the journey gives you the answers.
Mm.
And I think everybody doesn't set off on their journey. I don't care what your journey is, whether, let's say, you're at a job that you hate right now and you want to, you know, become a stand-up comedian, or you, I love, the Little Dicky, the rapper. Like, he used to work at Box, the tech company. And now he's like one of the biggest rappers, you know, in America. It's like, there's all these like stories, but I think a lot of people don't, Even for me,
they want the answers before they start.
Yes, yes, dude. If, thank God I started this when I was 18 and not smart enough to know that, like, because that's the logical thing to do. If you're if you're a smart person, the logical thing to do is wait until you have the answers and have the path, and then you set off on it. What kind of person takes a road trip without a map? A dumb 18-year-old, I'll tell you that for one.
It's almost like you're not too smart for your own good.
Yes, correct.
You know, Marie Forleo, one of our friends, says, you find your purpose in doing.
Yeah, yeah, I super agree. So that's number one. Now, that's hard to implement, though. That's a nice, you know, headline, but that's hard to implement. Something that's super practical, like anybody listening to this, I don't care if you're 16 or 60, this works. And I call it the 30-day challenge. This is for anybody who cares about finding their path, who cares about finding, you know, something of excitement or of passion, no matter what stage in their career they're in. Someone who's looking, whether it's to start a new chapter or to find that energy to keep them going on their current chapter. Anyone who needs that, this helps more than I can say. It's a 30-day challenge. This is how you do it. Ready? Go to a pharmacy, go to a CVS, a Duane Reade, whatever, and go buy one of those, like, you know, $1 spiral notebooks. It's very important to me that you go buy a new one. Because I actually have this theory that, like, if you're doing this shit on a scrap sheet of paper, your brain knows you're doing it on a scrap sheet, like a piece
of
scrap.
Not taking it serious.
Yeah. If you're fucking in, if you, like, want to go play ball and you want to, like, make a difference in your life, like, I don't know. I think there's something about, like, it's sort of like, you know, if you want to be healthy and you just, like, wake up at 6 a.m. and go for a run, even if the run isn't, like, actually changing your physiology all that much and your eating is actually changing your physiology, the fact that you woke up and you just, like, went out for that run, your brain is like, all right, we're taking this seriously. Anyways, back to, you know, back to the 30-day challenge. Go get that notebook, $1, and go with a, you know, a Sharpie or a pen, and on the cover write 30-day challenge. Boom, write your name on it. Step one. Step two. Open up your calendar, you know, however you schedule your day, and find 30 minutes that you can fit into your schedule consistently for the next 30 days in a row. And it's super important, whether that's in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, find 30 minutes that you can do it at the same time every day. And again, this isn't 30 days spread out over 6 months. You know, it's 30 days in a row. Now, once you do that, for the next 30 days, you have to journal about the same three questions. And these are the three questions. Ready?
Ready.
Number one, what filled me with enthusiasm today? What filled me with enthusiasm today? You know, if you want a synonym, you know, what excited me today? But again, it's super important. The question is not what made me happy. The question is not what felt great. No. What filled me with enthusiasm today? Number one. Number two, what drained me of energy today? What drained me of energy today? And again, it's not, you know, what pissed me off, what made me angry, what I hate about my boss. No, it's what drained me of energy today. That's number two. And number three is, what did I learn about myself today? What did I learn about myself today?
Mm.
And if you do these three things every day, this is what's going to happen. Spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. First, like, 5 days, you're going to feel like the shit. You're like, oh my God, I'm doing the 30-day challenge. You're going to post on your Instagram story. You're going to tell your friends. You're going to feel so accomplished. You're going to feel so good. Day six is going to roll by. Day seven. By day, like, 13 and 14, you're going to be like, this is leading nowhere. You know, this is sort of pointless.
I got this.
You know, you're going to get some nice benefits by, like, the second and third and fourth day. And you're going to be like, it's getting pointless now. That's where most people stop. By day, like, 22, you're sort of, like, cussing me out in your head, saying, like, this is a drab. This is pointless. You know, this is actually getting worse and worse. By day 29, in 30, you finally will start seeing some subtle patterns that are like a neon sign pointing you in the direction of your path. Mm. But you have to make it through to day 29 and 30.
What do you find is the transformation that's powerful that people go through at that, towards that end? What shows up that previously they couldn't see before?
I think a big thing, a huge thing is, oh my God, I actually never thought about this, but so the past month I've been traveling on my international book tour.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much on the road overseas for 4 weeks straight. Right now I'm taking a short break to do the US and Canada, and then I go back to Asia for Japan in a couple weeks. So funny. Like the first week on the international tour, you know, I was in Spain and Bulgaria and I was like feeling great. But you know what? I can see in hindsight, I was, you know, born and raised in Los Angeles. This is where I currently live. I was LA Alex in Spain that first week. It wasn't until the second week that I started to like peel back some of the layers. And then by the third week, I wasn't. And I use LA Alex as a metaphor. Like, I don't care what your job is. If you're, you know, Jimmy who works at State Farm, when you do the first week of the 30-day challenge, you're writing that journal as Jimmy from State Farm. If you're like Patricia who works at, you know, Coffee Bean, or, you know, Jane who works at, you know, Morgan Stanley, you're doing that 30-day challenge as like Jane who works at Morgan Stanley the first
week. You have your persona, you have your routine.
Yeah, but like, I think everyone's like, all right, I'll drop my... I don't know. I'm just going to put it out there. As I'm someone who definitely tries to drop the shtick and the persona, but I don't know. We're fucking human beings. We sort of like pick it up subconsciously. It takes a few weeks, man. Some things just take time. And there's, I don't know, there's something about like the third week where things start like peeling off. And then the fourth week, because everything, the first couple of weeks was you just peeling things off. The fourth week is when like the real voice starts coming out. Fucking great. I love it.
I love it. It's an amazing challenge. And have you had people take you up on it? And what sorts of things have they reflected back upon you?
Oh my God. It's been great. Hundreds, maybe thousands, hundreds of people at least have reached out. I'm sure thousands have already, you know, been doing it. And, you know, what's great is, you know, this is something, the 30-day challenge is actually something that's not written about in the third door. Mm. It's something that I just, you know, developed for me and my friends early on. And as the book came out, you know, the book launched about a year ago. And while I've been on book tour, this has been a big question for me. And I started sharing it with people, you know, very early on in the beginning of the book tour. And it's sort of like grown into this almost like grassroots phenomenon of like people doing it and like going through all 30 days and like having these giant changes. And it makes me really happy.
The number one most important thing to focus on is this. Remember the answer to the questions, why am I here? And let go of anything that doesn't serve that higher purpose. And most importantly, your own limiting beliefs. There's someone out there that needs your work. There's someone out there that needs you to show up in only the way that you know how. Don't ever forget that. Thanks for tuning in to this week's mini episode of the Broken Brain Podcast. If you loved it, I have a little favor to ask. Please share it with somebody. Share it with a friend. Share it with a friend who could use this reminder. That's all these episodes are. Also, I would love you to text me. 302-200-5643. 302-200-5643. Shoot me a message and say hi, and I'll get a chance to say a hi back to a few of you. Have a beautiful week. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the interview. Just a reminder, this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not, I repeat, it's not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or otherwise qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Provider database. It's important that you have somebody in your corner that's qualified, that's trained, that's a licensed healthcare practitioner helping you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.